So I'm like, alright, okay. This at this point, I'm definitely dressed as an elf. But I was like, yeah, ain't nobody in here. Doors don't even open till 7. Cool. Walk out that joint. I'm like, bruh. The only decorations they got set up in this joint is like a rinky-dink Walmart fake Christmas tree. And it's not even like the good one that's like actually full. Nah, it's probably like the 15 open box discount tree. It's got like missing branches. Joint's not even full. Then they had like two presents under that joint. One of them joints wasn't even wrapped. And then they had a Santa chair. That's it. The rest of that joint is just a clear black platform and a DJ booth with a black covering on it. And me and another photographer dressed as elves. Oh, but they did have a Santa and a Santa's helper, but they weren't on stage like the whole time. They just the empty Santa chair. So I'm like, bro, I'm about to get these shots. Like, just still focused, bro. Like, it's about to be hella embarrassing. But then I thought about it, like, the worst thing that could happen is I'm just going to be on hella people's Instagram and they're just going to be wondering who that photographer was. Or they're not going to notice me. Either way, I'm about to get some dope ass shots. But yeah, that was probably one of the funnest nights where I just met so many people, got close to some really, really dope talent. Like, it was a lot of moments that really stuck out that night. Like, I shot like a really good number of concerts, but that has to be my favorite one. I think Young Thug was probably my favorite artist that I had shot that night, because at that point they were still letting me on the stage. Like, I was like kind of running back and forth. I could get close up with the artist, and that's when I was still shooting with my fisheye, so I had to get close or they gonna look hella far away. And that's something that's like always been something with my style. Like, I like to get a little more up close and personal, to get like that true profile of the subject, and it always just comes out with so much more energy with it. Like, that's something I always want to go with. But when Young Thug, like, when he was performing, he was actually paying attention to the fact that I was shooting him. And I love artists like that see that, even though, yeah, I'm not your photographer, but you see the opportunity that, like, I'm putting a lot of effort in it, and I'm probably gonna get some dope ass shots of you. So it's like, why not take advantage of that shit, especially because you're not paying for it, because that shit is free. So, like, he would turn around with me even though he was in the crowd, and then like pose for the picture. And then I remember at one point it was like my favorite picture within the shot. I'm on the right side of the stage, and then Young Thug's on the left side of the stage. He's in the front, like, grabbing on the females, rapping or whatever. And then as he started coming across to walk across the stage, he noticed me coming across from the other way. And then I'm toward more in the back of the stage, shooting at him from like a 45 angle in the front. So then he comes toward the middle of the stage as he's walking across closer to me, and then leans over toward me because he saw I had the fisheye, I guess. I don't know. He was probably just in the moment. But it was perfect how we just both came in the middle of it. Like, I got like the perfect shot at him, like right in the middle of the stage. And then he turned right back around, went right back to performing. Like, Jones was just so smooth and flawless. Like, and then the other big moment was when Rick Ross was on stage performing. And at that point, they took my black ass right to the side and said, you do not pass this line. You can shoot right here, but if you go over there, you done. You pass this line, you done. Your camera come over there, you get too close to him, you done. You got it. I was like, yeah, you good, bro. Just calm down. So Ray Ross, he peeped me by the side, because at this point, I guess the other dude got tired of dressed like an elf and shit. So he dipped. So I'm out there by myself. Rick Ross is like right getting like in between two songs, and he looks over at me and notice me. He's like, he did like three or four poses, and I was just stabbing. And he was like, all right, let's get it. And then dropped the song, and that was like probably one of the dopest moments. Like, and then because I always remember he would like purposely come off to the side, like right where the lights were, and then like just to let me get a few shots. Like, so it's them little things that I can see when true artists like really understand the game. Like, and how all these little opportunities are around them, and just learn to take advantage and show respect to other creatives doing their craft, and they know they gonna make them look good in the end of the day. So I was like, I feel like always remember that, yo. Like, always try to see the value that other people always try and bring to the table, and be open to work with them, and always be ready when the opportunity strikes to be, execute that shit and kill that shit and make an impression, a positive impression, so you make sure you can come back. So yeah, hope you enjoyed this story. I'm gonna bring some more later. Y'all be good.